splish splash, splish splash, a swish swish, splish splash, splish splash, splish splash, splish splash, a swish swish.
You never know what kind of laundry you're getting until you go into the settings. Are you gonna go normal spin? Or are you gonna go all in? High speed, loads of towels, hotly and not cold. Will you ruin a silk shirt today? Or will everything be okay?
Splish splash, splish splash, whoosh whoosh. A splish splash, splish splash, a whoosh whoosh. A splish splash, splish splash, a whoosh whoosh. Splish 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 splash. The only place appropriate to separate the colors from the whites, it is laundry. You can't mix those two things in there. If you do, you're a little bit naughty. Oh no, my shirt is pink because I didn't listen. If I only had, then my shirt would have glistened. I need to do better. I need a professional to do my laundry. Swish splash, splish splash, oh swish swish. Splish splash, splish splash, a whoosh whoosh. Splish splash, splish splash, a whoosh whoosh. Splish splash. Beep doodly beep boop, doodly beep doop boop.
Dun 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 Musical Monday, Musical Monday.
Oh, it's Monday, you better have a plan.
Because up pops the laundry man.
Musical Monday. Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Caleb, Zach, and Shay at Improv Broadway. This is the show where we review the best musicals that you have never, ever heard about. And I guarantee you've never heard about The Laundry Man, the musical. Mm-hmm. You'd think you would have heard about it. It is one of the most common activities that we as civilized humans have to do. And even uncivilized humans did it. You might have only done laundry once a year, but you still did it. It is an archaic and ancient practice that has carried through us, with us throughout the generations. Mm-hmm. Shay, wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Do you have any counterpoints to that at all?
No. Even Adam and Eve did laundry on account of their clothes were their skin.
Yes.
And they had to wash that.
They had to swap out the figs. Fig leaves.
Sometimes they probably washed the fig leaves.
Probably did. Nothing died there, so the fig leaves didn't rot. So they would. It would just make sense to dust off the dirt and put it back on their loinage.
Right.
Yeah.
Loinage.
Yeah.
Lineage.
Lineage. Protect my lineage.
Protect my lineage.
Eve, protect my lineage. Yeah, so you just heard that first generic song about laundry.
Yeah, and that's how much we love laundry. It's even the settings. Fascinating.
It's so fun.
Fascinating to us.
The sounds they make, what's good to put in, what's not good to put in. But the musical has a lot of narrative ground to make up for. Mm. And so it smash cuts to a council of mystical creatures. Mm-hmm. You have the Easter Bunny. You have the Tooth Fairy. Mm-hmm. You have Santa Claus. And in the corner is the Laundry Man.
The load of Laundry Man. He drops a load. He's dropping loads. What does that mean?
You don't know what that means?
So, okay. Let me explain the lore a little bit.
In the context of the musical.
In the context of the story. The Easter Bunny delivers eggs on Easter. Santa Claus delivers presents on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
The laundryman crawls through the vents and he takes the laundry. He takes it home to Canada and then he washes it. And he brings it back in his workshop and he brings it back. And delivers you clean laundry. A laundry machine is just a portal. It actually doesn't clean anything. It just transports it.
And the lint is actually from his belly button that he puts into it as evidence that
he was there.
Right.
Yeah, people are like, I don't believe in the laundry man. I was like, do you get lint in your clothes?
Do you take out the lint?
His belly button's humongous.
It's so big.
It's the largest part of his body.
It's mostly this big because the uterus
from, or no, the umbilical cord when a laundryman is born is quite big.
It's like this.
But yeah, because all of the nutrients, you need extra nutrients.
You do.
Well, they reproduce asexually from one laundryman to another, so he actually gives birth to a full man, and so his umbilical cord was attached to his father generations ago.
Yeah, and his father before him, etc. They basically all look like big donuts, you know?
And we all know the only way to kill a laundryman.
Steal all this lint?
Yeah.
Steal his lint.
And turn him inside out from the belly button.
Turn him inside out. And the last and most important step.
Wash him.
Wash him.
Because he's busy washing everybody else's clothes.
Yeah. Unlike Santa, where he has time magic to do what he needs to do, the laundryman just works so fast.
So fast.
Yes.
And so he doesn't have any time for himself.
Yeah.
Except for this one meeting a year where all of the magical people get together.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's sitting in the corner and he's tired.
They meet on 4th of July where no one's doing laundry because everyone's busy barbecuing. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he's there.
Really? They celebrate the 4th of July.
Well, who in the world is doing laundry on 4th of July? You do the day after. You do before, day after. No laundry is to be done. It's
too
busy.
You know, only some people in America celebrate that. Not the whole world.
I know. They're a little bit xenophobic and nationalist in this circle. They're all like, anyway, I don't want to get too much into their politics.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not.
But they really respect American holidays, and everyone else in the world's like,
that's messed up.
And it's like, oh no, where's my laundry? And they're just like, well, not today.
Yeah, find any person in the world that has received clean laundry on the 4th of July. It's never happened.
Look, I hate to do it. There's just reality that we have to live in.
And if you say, oh, my mom does my laundry, I've seen her do it, you're wrong.
She's lying to you.
She's lying, and she's never bought you Christmas presents. It was Santa. And she threw this elaborate ruse so you would never believe in a big fat man.
So we're at this council of mystical creatures, and he's at the end of the table, even next to the Sandman, who is just like bottom of the barrel. Santa Claus, of course, is at the front. At his left is the Tooth Fairy. Mm-hmm. Next to her is the Easter Bunny. After that is Jack Frost. After that is the Black Friday Turkey. After that is...
Yeah, Tom Turkey.
After that is...
There's
the Cupid.
There's Cupid. Yeah. There's the guy from Lucky Charms box.
Yes. Yes.
There's Mr. Clean.
Yeah, Mr. Clean is there. Actually,
all the brand characters are there too.
Yeah, there's kind of a feud actually between Mr. Clean and the laundryman because Mr. Clean keeps trying to like get into the laundry gig.
Yeah.
And
Count Chocula is there.
Yeah. Flo from Progressive has.
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger. Yeah. Mayhem. Anyway, and he's still at the end of this ginormously large table. And
it's pretty embarrassing to be after all of the brand after characters. Yeah.
He's after, there's this purple cleaner that I always thought looked like grapefruit juice, but it's like I think it's called Fabuloso. And even the type Fabuloso is before him. It's not even a personified character.
It's just text.
It's just the text, and it's still before him.
Yeah.
The laundryman.
Anyways, you get the picture.
Yeah, we've painted enough.
Yeah. Bottom of the totem pole.
Let's get into the conflict.
Yeah, like, what's the song about? Yeah, I'm sure you're all thinking.
We are all thinking.
And so what they're doing is they're saying, hey, we're voting for table placement this year. Who's the most here's what we're doing. We are voting for who should be Holiday Brandmeister. And everyone gets to nominate whom they will. And the tiniest of them all is, of course, we know, is the Gerber baby. Pipes up in her tiny little voice. And she says, I nominate the laundry man. And Santa Claus is aghast. He opens up the book. He tries to come up with some scripture of like, well, it can't be the laundry man because it's against the laundry plan.
It's not too late to pick a different musical.
No, if we want to. I love the song, though. I love the song.
No, I do, too. Yeah, I do, too. I'm just saying.
Really? I really feel like you pulled the emergency cord.
This is my favorite musical.
Then why would you want to?
She's been wanting to do this one for months.
I'm just thinking about you guys.
Really? Because you love it so much and you're worried.
Yeah, I'm worried I'm forcing this.
Right. Yeah. You're the one who's shoving it down her throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the song. And so Santa pulls out all of these rules and regulations. He's like, yeah. Hey, these are all the reasons why it can't be a laundromat. Certainly.
Yes.
And the Gerber baby stands up on the table.
Yes.
Yeah.
This high off the table.
And her beautiful female voice.
And she teaches us why it needs to be the laundromat.
And she quotes scriptures from the Holiday brand Bible.
Yeah.
And
the Hallmark Bible.
The Hallmark Bible, and gives all the reasons why the laundry man should be the Holiday Brandmeister.
Yeah.
In this song, he's warm like laundry.
I nominate the laundry man. Like the good book says, every laundryman may clean unto us all. And a man shall clean unto his wife. And they shall be two halves of one whole.
Mr. Clean's like, all right.
And the laundryman may clean unto anyone he falls in love with, no matter what their gender is. When the laundryman comes to town, everyone is glad. He makes us so happy. He even grumpy dads. He cleans the button-up shirts. He cleans the dirty skirts. He cleans our filthy underwear. He's the only man who seems to care about our filthy clothes. And when we're not home, he takes us all with detergent. Oh, brother, he is such a gent. He's warm like laundry. And the laundryman is the man for me. He washes diapers even. Oh, I can't believe in anyone else but the laundryman. He uses Gainer Tide or even Myers. He always winks when he says, clean ya later. Bleaches unless the clothes are white, and he always tucks me in my clean sheets at night. He's warm like laundry. He's just a man, he's never scary. He's warm like laundry, and he cleans more. We all deserve a laundryman who cleans for us when we work 9 to 5. The laundryman's the only reason we feel alive. He's warm like the laundry, and I know he's real. I know he cares for me. Who can do it? No one can. Everyone's so kerbobbled.
Well, the laundryman's what? Exactly, dear.
And he's a what? Who cleans It's all our clothes.
It's all our clothes.
And I just want to say, if you thought halfway through that song, he sounds kind of creepy. I just want to say,
he tuck in a baby in sheets every night. He does
nothing that Santa has not already done.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you think he's creepy, you think Santa's creepy too.
Also, who needs to be tucked in more than the Gerber baby? Gerber baby doesn't have parents.
No.
Gerber baby's got responsibilities that are too big
Gerber
for her.
Gerber baby's on a box.
Responsibilities.
Yeah. He takes care of Gerber baby.
And
also, Gerber baby's old.
Oh yeah, Gerber baby's really old.
I mean, Gerber baby's like 70 been or 80 around, at this point. Since the 80s.
Body of a baby, but it is 87 years old.
Right. So it's really
body
not
of
weird
a baby,
at all.
The
weird.
Mind of an 87-year-old and the heart of an Champion. Ancient tree.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they're nominated. And at first, the laundry man's reluctant. There's this whole rigmarole of, that's it, I'm not going. And they eventually...
That's right. The laundry man puts on an outfit, some clean lederhosen, he just cleaned.
That he stole from someone else's laundry.
He says, ooh, ah.
Ooh, ah. That's it, I'm not going.
Well, lederhosen, it's all made of single socks.
Right.
Yeah, you know?
All those socks I
right.
got
and he has a pet dryer sheet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maxi pad.
Maxi pad.
Uh-huh.
And he goes down.
The author clearly has never known what pads are.
And he goes down there. And at first he loves it. He's begrudging, but he loves it. But at the end, Santa Claus gives him a gift that triggers him a little bit.
Is this the final song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of exposition before it, though. it's one of those old things that you used to wash.
A washboard?
A washboard.
Oh, yeah. From and when he was a kid.
When he was a kid.
Mm-hmm. And
that kid's 80s already doing laundry! Quick flashback.
Because all of the other mythical creature kids, their parents were doing the laundry for them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And he was washing his precious laundry. Dartha.
Dartha?
Dartha Dayo.
Dartha Vador.
Yeah.
From the Star Wars franchise, Dartha
That's
Vader.
Right. Yeah.
The muscles.
So Santa hands the laundryman a washboard.
A washboard. He freaks out. Mm-hmm. He destroys the Christmas tree, lighting lint on fire, this whole rigmarole. And then Santa Claus says, can we please go back to holiday brandmas laundryless?
And laundryman says, okay. And he snaps his fingers and Santa's suit...
Shrinks.
Recollects all of the dirt that it's collected for Santa's entire existence.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that he ever had it laundered, which is regularly, hundreds of times a year,
yes.
on that one night,
right.
it's all undone in a moment. Stinky Santa.
Stinky.
What a tricky situation we find ourselves in. All seems lost. All seems terrible.
Mayhem is loving it.
Mayhem is licking his yams.
Right, because at this point, the laundryman has gone to town and made everyone's clothes dirty.
Yes.
And as well as Santa's. Mm-hmm. Everyone's clothes are dirty. But that's when the Gerber baby comes up to him and says, maybe laundry isn't about... Your clothes being clean.
At all.
Yeah, maybe it's about,
maybe it's about
the friendships
we made
along
the
way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he decides to clean everyone's clothes.
His detergent input grew 3 sizes that day.
Right.
And and he decides to clean everyone's clothes.
Yeah, so in this song, this is from the clean cop who's decided to let Laundry Man
he
go
said,
free.
You heard him, Santa. He said he was sorry.
Yeah. And honestly, he doesn't know what else to do. He's like, Mr. Clean can't do all of this. Yeah. He'll fail. He's basically just a model.
You can't put cleaning solution on clothes. We need Laundry Man.
You can't use a magic eraser to clean clothes. That would, first off, the texture would be very unsettling.
Yeah. Have you ever used a magic eraser on a wool sweater?
Yeah. Oh gross to think about. Gives me the icky wickies. But this is the song of the cop, and he's explaining why he's forgiving the clean cop.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Clean cop. He's convincing everyone why he's forgiving the laundry.
Yeah, but it's really simple. It's not convoluted.
Yeah.
It's just really the heart of the song.
He just wraps it up real easy.
Mm-hmm. Real there nice. Is that one moment where Dirty Cop hops in and reminds Clean Cop of like all of these repercussions happened when everyone's clothes collected all the dirt from, from the whole life. Like all of a sudden, all this dirt that was presumably expunged out into the universe is just on the world again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Dirty Cop's like, wait a minute. So we get to see a little bit of that. It's kind of fun.
In this song, it's laundry day. Everybody, pick yourselves out from the dumps. Look at me. Look, did this man make us all dirty? But I want you to think for a second. We are as dirty as we would have been without the laundry man. Look at the people that we would have been in had he hadn't worked day and night to clean our clothes. By any other name, he is a rose. He is our friend, our champion, and he will help us from now and beyond. So I forgive you, Mr. Laundry Man. I understand your final plan, because it's laundry day. Oh, it is laundry day, and we are here to pay our respects to laundry day.
Hey, it's Dirty Cop here. He's playing you for a fool. Don't get sucked into the laundry man's whirlpool. I keep it OG. I go for LG. Isn't it better when we get a dirty?
No, it's better when it's clean. Our clothes we wrung. He makes it cleaner than a Samsung. We need him. He is our model. He's our very own spin cycle.
We're a bunch of pigs. We need to roll in the mud. I don't want him force feeding us Tide Pods. So don't listen to his sweet clean talk. It's time to us revolt. Let's do dirty talk.
To be dirty. Once you are clean, you finally know what it means. We need the dirt and the clean in life.
I like to keep a little mac and cheese on my shirt for a snack for later. It doesn't hurt if the clean man cleans all my mac and cheese. Then what am I supposed to eat? You see, when 2 p.m. comes around, Cheerios to a glug, glug, glug down my dirty throat.
Okay, Dirty Cop might be an outlier. Is there anyone else who agrees with her? No, the rest of us like clean clothes. So for all of us, it's laundry day. It's laundry day. And for Dirty Cop, it's pigsty. It's laundry day. Yay. It's laundry day. Yay. And he'll be dirty till the day he dies. Uh-huh. And so, with some vinegar and bleach, Laundry Man, please carve the laundry beast and pass it to each, all of us one. God bless us, everyone.
Laundry day.
Laundry day. Laundry day. Laundry day, oh, laundry day, oh, laundry man, come and wash your clothes. Laundry man, come and wash your clothes.
No.
Oh boy,
the laundry man.
I feel clean after that, and I hope you do too. Sometimes
I feel soiled.
Well, then throw yourselves into the rinse cycle, my dear.
I don't think you're supposed to do that. Maybe. Sounds fun. I always wanted to hide in there for hide and seek, but you're really
not supposed to. You really can die, and people have, and you shouldn't do it. But what we should do is tune here with us, because we'll make you feel clean, and then at the end of it, we'll make you feel warm every week.
Crazy.
Stay gay. And